podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Department of Dominican University of California. Welcome to In Between the Lines, Ventures with Vando, from East Coast to West Coast and everything in between, with DJ Vivi. Welcome, everybody. This is episode 3 of In Between the Lines, Ventures with Vando, from East Coast to West Coast and everything in between. Today, we will be talking about our spring break trip and a couple hat tricks, first hat tricks in the NCAA. After that, we will be discussing returning from the spring break trip and a little bit of shoddy business over in the West Coast. So, starting with our spring traveling trip, we went over to Chicago to start our games. We had two games in Chicago versus Lewis University and Davenport University. Our Lewis game did not go as planned. The boys did not come out sharp. We ended up losing that first game pretty roughly. I had 3 points overall, 2 assists and a goal. Statistically, definitely could have felt I've done better, but, you know, it is what it is. I played a pretty hard game, and my mindset was like, all right, we're on spring break, so might as well have a fun time, move past it, play our next game. Our next game versus Davenport was definitely much tighter, evenly matched game. I was playing attack again, still at X. Started the game off right. I got destroyed on a hit by the goalie, but it went in. It was a gritty game. We were tight. First half, we were missing Woody, 9, and 22. Here's a lifelong lesson, kids. If you guys are going to talk shit ever in life, just 1, be able to back it up, and 2, understand the consequences when another team, person, whatever the other side that you're talking shit to might respond. So, disclaimer, if you're gonna talk shit, be able to back it up. There was definitely some tension on the sidelines of DU during all 3 of these games of our spring break trip. Definitely the first game with so many people just rattling back and forth, everybody dropping balls, no one's on the same page. It was a terrible outcome of Dominican University's first D2 experience outside of California and all the way over the East Coast. So versus Davenport, I ended up scoring the second goal. I believe it was like the 6th or 7th goal, which is a very big momentum goal. I jumped up right in the air. Goalie goes right for my little private square area. And I'm like, dude, what the fudge? Like, come on, man. As that happens, another defenseman comes from my side, tries to take off my helmet and just absolutely decapitate me. Somehow stayed up. And I just bat this ball in midair. I don't really know how I got up there, but, you know, I had some bunnies up in that John. I come down. I just fall down, and I just see black. There's, like, 3 people on top of me. I hear the ref complaining and blowing the whistle. The other team's like, oh, no, it's not a goal. My teammates are like, oh, shit, it's a goal, it's a goal. So it was a very funny but very, very confusing situation to be in at the time. I didn't know what was going on. Finally got up off bodies being taken off of me. Finally got to see the light. And I was like, yeah, Vando, you scored. I was like, all right, cool. We're in. Solid. After that momentum goal, that big hit goal, closer to the end, we were definitely just fighting out, trying to figure out how that we can come back, still fight in this game. At one point, the coach is trying to call a play or something. I really don't know, to be completely honest with you. But coach calls something. My boy 1-7, Kenny, shout out Kenny, moves the ball, passes it down to me, and I was like, hell yeah, this is the perfect opportunity to do a little freestyle, do my own little thing back here behind the crease. Did a little whoop, whoop, 1-2 move, did a little crease dive, threw it over my shoulder, went in, beautiful goal, absolutely beautiful goal. Felt like Lyle Thompson. No one, none of you know who that is, but he's a goat. With a hat trick, 3 goals, and 2 assists that game, we didn't come up with the win. I did win offensive player of the game, but you know, it just doesn't feel the same without the true team win. It was cool. I was proud of myself, but I was like, this is not real award. This is not a real award. This is felt like a gimme gift because they're like, oh, you played well. Well, the rest of the team may not have stepped up, but I didn't like it necessarily. I was like, I don't really want some random gimme points. When I would much rather take an actual W instead of any, you know, individualized goals or accolades. Next game, we bust down over to Quincy in Missouri. It's really weird. Why is Kansas City in Missouri, but Kansas is right there? Did somebody, you know, figure out the geographic reason why that is a thing? Anyways, we are busting over to Missouri to play at Quincy University. Pretty cool school. It's a pretty nice school. It's definitely a football school. It's like there's nothing around this campus. Everything's spread out, but the turf and everything is nice as hell. So that's pretty clutch. We get there, have a little night practice. They checked out this place called Fiddlesticks. The place was gas. Let me tell you, they had these like Olive Garden breadsticks, but full of fresh cheese inside. It was delicious. Being fed like kings the day before the game. Everyone's excited to go out and play. This is a very even match right here. This was a very good game for DU and Quincy. Two mid-tier Division II teams with definitely some talent on the rosters, but, you know, definitely new beginner programs. Boys absolutely came out swinging. I started off with the first 2 goals, you know, a couple spin dodges here and there. Collecting ankles behind the net. Saw some people up, putting them down. It's a great feeling. But after starting the game hot, 2 goals, tied up the other team. It's a really competitive game here. It's a good game. I know that they're starting to lock me off, so, you know, different gameplay. It's basically 5-on-5. For those of you that don't know, lock off in lacrosse. Basically, someone's face guarding you. They don't want you to get the ball, and that's a compliment because that means you're pretty damn good. So shout out to me. Let's go. What up, 6'5"? Although, as the game is progressing, lots of stupid, just dumb mistakes on our turn, myself included. A lot of people are just making just unnecessary things for too much, just a lot going on. When it's like, dude, we could just run past these kids and score, but we are definitely overcomplicating every part of the lacrosse game. When it is a children's game, broken down, you're putting a rubber ball in the back of a 6x6 net. Finally had another goal, was able to collect my hat trick. Felt good. We're coming back. Fourth quarter so strong. We scored more in the fourth quarter than all 3 quarters combined. It's an absolute just insanity to me. It's absolutely insanity to me, but it's okay. The Pangs were not able to take home that W. Definitely a sad feeling going the whole spring break without a W. I just think together as a team, we break ourselves down so much by ourselves. Literally just inner squad, just fighting or arguing or whatever. Just breaking the unit from the inside. And then the other team see it, take advantage of it, walk out with a win. So overall, my personal spring break shenanigans were not necessarily the most fun. I can say I played well. That was really, really cool. But overall, not getting a W is not the best feeling in the world at all. You could definitely tell how our team was coming together through the struggle just because I don't think anybody wanted to keep up with the BS anymore. They just wanted to play lacrosse, have a good time, and enjoy playing. Because when you play stress, you don't play well. It's just it's a pretty well-known fact. Another thing to switch things up. Next weekend, me, Noah, double zeros, and Jesse Fisher, Young Buck, 2-1, we all went into the city. And it was pretty cool because not that we're not teammates, not that I don't love them all, but it just wasn't a group that we typically hang out with. So it was interesting. I followed my own rules, saying we have to switch something up off the field. And it was probably one of the coolest times I've had in the city. This kid, Jesse, is a lot funnier than I ever thought he would ever be. So Noe G drives us into the city, walk around a little bit. We get some $3 pizza. Just keep going on a couple side missions, you know, just a couple walks down alleys and stuff like that. See this beautiful church in North Beach. Noah somehow knows everything. That dude is a wizard with facts. It's kind of weird, but he's pretty damn smart. So we're walking around town, having a great time, just chilling, eating good food. Noah's like, yo, follow me up here. Take some train down to some, I think it was Mid Street. I have no idea. This dude's taking us on a whole adventure. We go to the subway, come out. Like thousands of people lined up for tulips. I have never seen this. That is not some East Coast stuff. Who is waiting that long in line for tulips? What? It was blasphemy. It was absolute. Just I was distraught. Anyways, so after passing through the whole crowd of tulip lovers, Noah just takes us down really, really creepy alleyway. I'm like, where are we going? Turn right. It is a beautiful, like, roof deck, hangout, bar, restaurant. It is sick. There's very beautiful women in there. Very, very good food. Very, very good drinks. It was a great time. It was a great time. Everything non-alcoholic, obviously. And then we just kept walking around, dude. Took the subway back to the car. And from there, the boys kind of just went back, had a great time. And then there were just some people back in Myrtle. It was a good day. It was a good day to switch up the typical things that I just do here every day. So from that, I could just see us as a team getting a lot closer and bringing each other together from anything else but lacrosse, which is really cool. That's really important. I think that's builds chemistry. It builds brotherhood. It's a great feeling to know that someone's got your back off the field, on top of on the field. It was a good day. So wrapping up with that, episode 3. Everybody have a great day. Episode 4 will be coming out soon, and do something for the plot. David out.